they said, not the best road, you'd in a field rather like this Bury Brae, mm-hmm. which was more or less a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And I said they should have had to make it more understandable. Likewise, the beds would have been in the straw or some kind.
Yeah,
well,
we'd
tell the fuck
that,
but they
can't
keep
it on the old. It'd be quite nice just to see it, though, wouldn't it?
Well, in the new bit of the new Scarabrae that they've built at the back of the cafe there, they should have had an end.
But how long would it last when you come to keep putting things up and dig up a new one?
Yeah, well, it would last for years. Oh. I mean, in that way, it's the it was dried, or beaten to the...
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
That actually explains... Because I used to wonder about how they used to be sitting on things like that, kind of that comfortable.
But yes, mm-hmm. we need to go and search on the hill. There's none in the bit of the hill nearest me. I did a lock one day, but I'm not going to walk the hill so far.
That makes me think, oh... Beds and then the chaffy sack and the straw.
Well, yes, your bed sack with the chaff, with your bed sack was renewed every year, more or less, which so it's always say that it's better or not when you don't change your mattress every year, but in the days of chaffy bed, there's nothing more comfortable than a new chaffy bed. It got harder after a while, but a new chaff bed was lovely.
Mm-hmm. It probably smelt nice too, did it?
What's that?
Did it smell nice as well, was it?
Well, I can't recall the smell. It was no particular, but it was. And in Orkney, they had weaver and wool and the wove blankets, but you can always tell a Orkney blanket by the seam up the middle, because these are weaving, of course, latterly they had a cord on the springs, but in the old, where the weaver just threw the shuttle, you could have a web wider, or you could want something like that, where you threw the shuttle cord on the other hand, threw it back.
Oh, yes,
so you see a blankets, well, double the width, a double bed blanket, would be, 6 feet wide? So, well, but you can look at the loom at Clan Vistar, but it's 2 feet, 2 feet nine, 3 feet or so, through the shuttle.
Mm-hmm. Never thought of that, actually, yes. Well, I suppose they made sheets at a length of...
Well, I don't know if they used sheets in that sense, it could be blankets, but... Oh yes, the last weaver in Orkney, I think, was at the Wilderness up on the road to Evie Fidumbi. And my father was interested in his wife, kept him there, but weren't the same. This was just before they married in 1923. Weren't the same to my father that the weaver had said the last loom, last web was on the loom. If you wanted to see loom work, and come up. So that gives a date for the last weaver in Orkney, 1923, Geordie of the Wilderness.
Yeah, that's on the road for Dumby over TV.
Oh, right.
Back past the turn to the Biekwi Road.
Right.
And that looms in the meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Just weaving after that, because in Kirkwall, Sheriffs in Kirkwall.
Well, it would have been continuous. You see, this man was weaving wool that had been spun in Orkney. The gardens and Slater and so on like that, the buildings in Kirkwall, it was just thread bought in. It was hardly the same as the local weaving.
Because there used to be linen in Orkney. I don't know how much that was woven in Orkney. Certainly.
Right.
Grown and
yes,
flax did well here.
Well, I could show you. I don't know how you did. There I have, but I think my father was a tool. But according to family tradition, my father did his grand. Was the grand auntie spun the linen? And there's some beautiful fine linen. It's well, maybe Dagger didn't try it.
It'd be lovely to see that. I love all that old stuff. Aye. Really do. I suppose if she spun it herself, it would be right fine as well. Like those fantastic shawls that you can take through a wedding ring and things like that.